Psalm. We'll read it through. I'm going to read it through in the NIV and then also in the Message translation. And the thoughts that I'm basing my sermon on are really sharing thoughts of Eugene Peterson, who wrote the Message, and who wrote a book along obedience in the same direction. And this is, and it's on the, what are known as the Psalms, or the Songs of Ascent. And this is one of those songs in the Psalms, Psalm 124. And we're going to think about this. So reading first from the Message translation. If God hadn't been for us, all together now, Israel, sing out, if God hadn't been for us, when everyone went against us, we would have been swallowed alive by their violent anger, swept away by the flood of rage, drowned in the torrent. We would have lost our lives in the wild, raging water. Oh, blessed be God. He didn't go off and leave us. He didn't abandon us defenseless, helpless as a rabbit in a pack of snarling dogs. We've flown free from their fangs, free of their traps, free as a bird. Their grip is broken. We're free as a bird in flight. God's strong name is our help, the same God who made heaven and earth. We read it also in the NIV. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Oh, blessed be God. He didn't go off and leave us. The Lord's on our side. That's a comfort to us. But sometimes we might feel like saying, hold on a minute, what about, and you can fill in the blanks, what about that event? Was God on our side when that happened? What about when we took ill? What about when we had that car accident? What about when a loved one died? What about fill in the blanks? How can you hear that has happened to us and still say that God? And that's a question that maybe as Christians we aren't very comfortable in asking, but it's one that certainly in my work as a GP I've heard people say, how could God allow that to happen to me? Why, if there's a God, can someone young die of cancer? How can a baby be taken away? How can people be killed in an accident? How does God allow that? And how do we deal with these sorts of questions and these sorts of comments that we hear? How do we hear these things and say that God is for us, God is on our side? As we read this psalm, we need to remember that God doesn't need to defend himself, need us to defend him. God doesn't questions there which we can't give an answer to. We can't say why somebody died in a car accident and the person beside them survived, why some child got cancer and another one didn't. These are things that we can't give answers to. And God doesn't need us to defend himself. Our role is to witness to God, to be a testimony to God's help in life's difficult circumstances. And that's what this psalm is all about. Oh, blessed be God, he didn't go off and leave us. When things got tricky, God didn't get offside. And there are times in life when we may feel that there are people who we thought would support us, but they didn't. They weren't there for us in those difficult moments. What the psalm is doing, the writer is singing or saying, as in the psalm, that he's come through the worst of circumstances despite all that happened to him. Not that God has prevented him from having any suffering or kept all bad things away from him, but that God has enabled him to come through these difficult circumstances. If we read in the psalm, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flew out against us, they would have swallowed us alive, a physical threat. The writer says he's come through the worst of circumstances. There was real danger. The danger was physical, maybe from an army, maybe from a group of people who were angry at something. There was also a physical threat from the natural world. The land of Palestine, where the Israelites were living, there are large areas which are very flat, and I've never been there, but I'm told there's large areas that are very flat, and there's shallow water courses. And if there's heavy rain, the water fills these water courses, and they fill up very, very quickly, and you can get flash floods happening very, very quickly, and it's people can be swept away, and that's why in the psalm in verse 4, the flood would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept over us, the raging waters would have swept us away. So not only human man-made disasters or illness that we're not unable to explain or give a reason for, but also natural disasters. The psalm was saying that God has helped us to come through the worst of circumstances. There was real danger. There was danger that was physical and natural, but God was with us. And the psalmist is saying, I'm pleased that God was there for us in that circumstance. God didn't go off and leave us. And you might say, well, is this just the psalmist? Is this just David acting like one of God's PR men? Trying to put a spin on what has happened and trying to make it appear to be not as bad as it was. What's our experience in life? If we think about our experience in life, as Christians, we put our faith on the line every day. We've, as far as I know, none of us have ever seen God, and yet we make him the center of our lives. We base least we can go to our idol. At least we can go there. And we physically can know that we're giving him our praise and our worship. We put our faith on the line every day. We've never seen God yet. We make him the center of our lives. We put our hope on the line every day because we trust him with our future. This God that we worship, that we serve, that we sing praises to, we trust him with our future. Because living life as a Christian at times can be difficult. Maybe for us in our country it's not as difficult as it is in other parts of the world. But there are times when just because we have a faith, that people may ridicule us. People will suggest to us that why would you go to why would you spend twice on Sunday going to sing songs that are, in their view, probably quite dreary, and listen to somebody talk for half an hour when you could be out enjoying the fresh air and doing other things. We put our hope on the line. We trust God with our future. We've never seen him. But something happened in our lives and we became convinced that this was the way that we were to live, that God was the one that we were to follow. So we're putting our hope on the line. We're also putting our love on the line. We're probably not very good at it. Peterson, in the book that he wrote, he says in the chapter on this that this is something that I'm particularly bad at. He says, I'm not good at giving love to other people. I'm not good at showing how much I love other people. I'm much better in dealing with hard facts and with, maybe he's just a bloke because I could identify with what he's saying, that you know, we're not very good at showing our emotions. We're not very good at telling people how much we care for them, how much we love them. Lots of people are, but some of us aren't so good in that way, and he certainly said that. But every day we try to love God more than anything else. And that can be difficult because there's football teams, or there's wives, or there's husbands, or there's children, or grandchildren, or all sorts of things that are crying out for our affection. We're trying to love God more than anything else. We're trying to give him some of that quality time in our lives rather than just saying we have a passing knowledge of him. We're trying to be active in our worship and our love for God. And so there are all these things that are going on, and the psalm talks about all the hazards that could possibly happen to people, natural hazards or attack from men. But these hazards and these different things that can happen to us, they're not really... The psalm isn't really saying that we want to give thanks for these things happening. And it's not saying that they're denying that they do happen. The psalm is not about the hazards. If you like, they're the setting for the drama. They're the stage for what is taking place. Rather, what is happening in the psalm is that the psalmist is writing, David is writing, and he's saying it's about the help that we get from God. If the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, the flood would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept over us, but they didn't. because God was there. The hazards, the difficulties, the problems that we face in life will come, and the psalm recognizes that. But what it is also saying is, it's about the help. In all of this, God is there for us. If the Lord had not been on our side. And sometimes, whenever people come to us and say, how can you follow God whenever this has happened? How can you follow God when that has happened? And we feel, yeah, it's maybe a fair enough question. But why did God allow these things to happen? And what we have to try and remember is that if God wasn't for us, things might be an awful lot worse. Because we would have no hope. We would have no one to turn to. We would have no comfort to get from his word. We would have no support, maybe from other people who have an understanding of what is going on in the world. The psalm says, praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth, by the teeth of the wild animals. He goes on to say, we have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. When first we face danger, the hazard is total. Whenever, if you've ever been in a situation where you fear for your life or for your safety, initially there's that real panic. And you're overwhelmed. And you wonder what is going to happen. 3 months ago, I sat in our front room and had chest pain, and I wondered, was this it? Was that the end? But as I wondered, I had this sense of God being there. And that it wasn't getting any worse. Yes, it was uncomfortable. Yes, I knew what I was going to have to happen. I was going to have to go into hospital and all that sort of stuff. But there wasn't that fear, and there was also that calmness that, well, if the worst does come to the worst, I'll be in a better place. I'll be really disappointed and sad that I'll miss my grandchildren growing up, that I'll be leaving Jenny and the kids, that I'll be missing my friends, that would be difficult. I would find that hard. But I'd be going to be with God. I'd be going to glory. He would be taking me home. And there is that sense that at times when we face something that is difficult, that is hard, where we feel in danger, that we're overwhelmed. But then, just like a bird that's caught in a snare, and then the snare is broken, as the psalm says in verse 7, and we have escaped. God is there. God comes and brings rescue and deliverance. In situations like this, our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 124 brings us face to face with the unpleasant and nasty sides of life, the suffering, the catastrophe, the disaster. It doesn't shy away from it. It doesn't try to put a glossy cover on it. It recognizes that there are difficult times, times that we struggle sometimes to understand, times that we sometimes don't know the meaning of. But it's in the details of this conflict, this battle that goes on within us as to trying to understand these things, that the greatness and love of God is revealed and where our faith develops. It's as we see God at work and God moving and God sorting out situations and God turning what was maybe bad situations into something that we can deal with and cope with, we begin to develop a deeper faith. Peterson says this, it allows us to speak words of praise in a world that is hellish, sing songs of victory in a world that is messy, live with joy among people who neither understand or encourage us. Life can be difficult. There are times whenever we struggle to understand what is going on in the world around us, why events are happening, whether it be on a personal level, national level, an international level. But in it all, God is there. God has his purposes, and he has his plans, and he will be with us through it. Traveling in the light of God, toward God who is rich in mercy and strong to save us. Possibly the greatest example of what we've been thinking about is what we're going to celebrate just now as we take bread and wine, which reminds us that what we hope maybe have to go through, or in the future will have to go through, is something which God himself went through. As we thought this morning, Jesus Christ thought it not equal to be, was God himself. He was with God at the beginning. And Jesus went through suffering that we will never have to go through, emotional and mental torment that we will never have to face. Not because he had to, because he could have walked away, but because he loved us, and because he cared for us, and because he wanted to have a deeper relationship with us and bring us into fellowship with him. And so, as we finish these thoughts about the difficult times in life, and try to see that that God is there in the midst of it all. And whenever people question us about how can these things happen, our answer, we don't have to answer for God. We're not his. Out to mind his back. He can deal with these questions with other people. We just have to have faith that in the difficult times he will be there with us, and if it's his will, he will bring us through. Christ knew that when he prayed in the garden, if it is your will, take this cup from me. Be thankful tonight that he didn't. Because if God had listened to Christ on that occasion, then we wouldn't be here celebrating tonight. We wouldn't have the hope that we have. It's because Christ accepted the punishment, accepted the difficulty, the hard times, that physical and emotional and spiritual pain, the separation from his Father that we're able to stand here and sing and have a hope for the future. Just before we break bread, we're going to stand and sing, "Here is love, vast as the ocean." Just to remind us of the depth of love.